Hey guys, I'm Boyd the Broker. I'm gonna bring in some different guys each week and we're gonna talk about different things, real estate, health, everything. It's gonna be a lot of fun and I hope you enjoy it. Wow, we're back at the party. This is crazy. I'm Boyd the Broker. I got Aaron with me at Giant. And holy cow, you know, I don't even drink anymore. But everybody keeps coming up to me and saying, you got to try this drink. It's a hard tea. I don't even know what hard tea means. Hard tea with kombucha. Tell me all about this. Tell me about Giant. It's spelt wrong, but apparently it tastes right. What does that even mean?
It does. Well, hard tea, we are taking on kind of this better for you beyond beer category with something that's really refreshing, light, but made with real ingredients. So for our hard tea, all it is tea and real fruit.
Wow. And it tastes good. Is that the difference? And there's alcohol.
There's alcohol. It's 7%. Our tagline is spelled wrong, tastes right. Because Giant, it's with a J. And we didn't necessarily forecast when we came up with the name that so many people would say the name wrong.
It's pretty cool though. Who did come up with the name? You're the co-founder. So is this all you, or is this the other founder that came up with the name?
It was a collaborative effort coming up with the name.
Wow, that is a politically correct answer right there.
Aaron
had nothing to do with the name Giant.
Okay, maybe it was me. Maybe it was me.
Or scratch that. Aaron did come up with it, and he doesn't want to be sued by his co-founder. How about that?
That might be true. My co-founder and I, we went to college together, which was a long time ago, about 18 years ago.
Wow.
We played on the golf team, and that's how we met and became friends. Had always wanted to start something together.
Are you South Bay guys? Is this your jam? Is this your scene?
It's starting to be our scene, but I'm from Northern California. He's from Connecticut. So no.
Gotcha.
But, moved out here to LA in 2015. And that kind of led me towards starting a beverage company.
Wow, that's pretty cool. Well, everybody seems to love it, Giant. You know, and you came up with another slogan that was equally as cool as the spelled wrong tastes right, which is, it's a cocktail in a kombucha. Who came up with that one?
That was Larry.
Oh, man, we missed it again. Larry's the co-founder.
Yeah.
Those are both pretty cool, though. That's some marketing. Those are good. And have you been to SmackFest before? Have you come here as a competitor or as a player or anything?
Definitely not as a player. We were here, I think it was last fall, for the first time. And it was beautiful weather. So we thought we should give it another go. And
The rain. God damn it, Aaron. Wow. Yeah. Luckily, we had, you know what? I wasn't even going to have a tent. And then so I look like a freaking genius because at least I have a tent, because the rain came down for like what? Maybe 30 minutes, but not that big a deal. But is there enough sampling going on? Like in this type of event, what is Giant doing?
Yeah, well, people seem to still be having fun. Even when it was raining, they were still out. It's a little cold. But what we're doing is we love sampling because – you know, hard tea is something. It's funny. It's actually not new. Twisted Tea has been around for 25 years, and
right. They're
a huge brand. For us, we're obviously a new brand, and hard tea still is very new to people. So it's very important. We get liquid to lips, and this is a great event to do it. And we always, it's funny because we get a lot of people sampling, and we always get this some group that always just comes back and back, and they just become loyal fans. And that's actually the most important part is figuring out, you know, who is really going to be your loyal group, getting them to love the product, love the brand. And then hopefully, you know, in the future, you just keep on buying Giant.
So I've been told there's an interesting story about the creation of Giant. So you have to spend some time telling everybody about what that is.
Yeah. So I moved to LA in 2015. And everybody says Los Angeles is the mecca of beverage in general. And I started to, in the non-alc space, I started to see all these brands popping up, and they're called better for you brands. They were making cleaner products that were, you know, better for you. And a lot of innovation. Did not see that happening in alcohol. So I started to homebrew in my Santa Monica apartment. Had never brewed anything in my life before. Thankfully, my girlfriend was very accommodating for a little while, and just tried to figure out what I could come up with. And we actually first started to make hard kombucha. And that's what we launched with, and also then started to make hard tea. Yeah, at first it was just a fun project, but really saw the kind of opportunity to deliver something to the consumer that was more aligned with what they were choosing to buy in the non-alcoholic space, but to make it alcoholic. So
you saw a trend and basically took it to another level, and you've combined the hard tea and the kombucha. Is that right?
Like they're two different product lines. So okay. we started with hard kombucha in 2019. That's when we launched in Los Angeles with the hard kombucha, and we still love and make our hard kombucha. And then in 2022, we extended our product line to hard tea. It's a bit of a more mainstream consumer, and you know, the tea is the most consumed beverage in the world. So kombucha, you know, has a little bit of that education that's needed. Tea, everybody knows what tea is. So
how much education did you need? It sounds like you're in your garage, your thing, making these drinks, and now you've created a super popular brand. I mean, how did you get there?
Yeah, well, it started with just experimenting. And then we ultimately partnered with a few excellent breweries to kind of help us take it to the final stage, to what everybody drinks now. But, you know, it was definitely started as a passion project. It still is a passion project. And really what Larry and I love to do most is experiment, innovate, product development. It's so fun to make new flavors, new beverages.
Wow. Well, that's a good story. I'm glad we got to talk about that. That's Aaron. He's a co-founder of Giant. And pleasure to meet you. I really enjoyed that.
Thanks, Boyd.
Appreciate it. I'm Boyd the Broker. I appreciate you tuning into my podcast. I live in the real world. Where do you live?